Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money and Me, investors. I'm Michelle Martin. China reopens to the world this month. Their tourists, Chinese business leaders, shoppers crisscrossing the planet after 3 years of being cut off from the rest of the world. Airlines, hotels, luxury businesses are preparing themselves for the release of pent-up demand, although some expect that the bounce from China's tourists could take months to gain pace. Consultancy Bain expects Hong Kong's luxury market to benefit, and with it, the global luxury market with some 504 billion Sing dollars. Asian Airlines, too, are set to take off with the return of globe-trotting Chinese, and there are also hopes that the resumption of travel could slow the process of China decoupling from the West. In 2019, before the pandemic hit, 155 million Chinese traveled abroad and spent some $255 billion, according to Citi. The China Outbound Tourism Research Institute estimates some 18 million will travel internationally in the first half of the year, followed by 40 million in the second half of this year. This according to the Financial Times. So what does the return of Chinese tourists mean for Singapore's tourism sector? Is it a given red letter day? Where are the spots of pent-up demand, and what are the possible beneficial economic ripple effects investors may want to take notice of particularly? Darren Chan is a research analyst from Phillips Securities Research. Darren has over 3 years of experience on the buy side as a fund manager, and he has managed multiple funds and mandates, including dividend income, growth, customized, Singapore focus, and regionally focused funds. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Great to speak with you. Darren, help us understand. Let's start with a benchmark maybe of last year and how Singapore's tourism sector performed when we did see the resumption of travel.
According to the Singapore Tourism Board, the number of international visitors hit a new post-COVID record in October, continuing on the upward trajectory since February, boosted by the return of international events such as the Formula One Singapore Grand Prix. As the borders reopened in 2022, we saw signs of tourism returning to pre-pandemic levels, with the tourism sector making up 4% of Singapore's nominal GDP. In particular, hotels have been doing well in the post-COVID era, with the hotel revenue per available room, or RevPAR for short, hitting record levels even before China's borders were opened. RevPAR in November was a record $240, 20% higher than pre-pandemic 2019.
So hotels clearly benefiting. Have we seen, Darren, knock-on economic benefits spurred by the return of travel here in Singapore?
Yes, definitely. Some of the more direct beneficiaries of the resumption of travel would be businesses in the hospitality, transport, leisure and retail sectors. And some indirect beneficiaries would include sectors such as mobile roaming services providers. For instance, Singtel reported a net profit in the half year in October of $1.17 billion, up from the previous year, bolstered by performance in regional markets and the increase in demand for mobile roaming services. In addition, there are also reports of an influx of inquiries from Chinese nationals about immigration, which may exert more upward pressure on property prices in Singapore.
Good news for property investors listening in, I suppose, anticipating a future bullish market. What is your outlook for the tourism sector for this year, 2023, Darren?
We can expect the return of Chinese tourists to contribute positively to the recovery of Singapore's economy and sustain the momentum of growth in tourism sector in 2023. In 2019, tourism contributed about 5% of Singapore's nominal GDP, with 20% of arrivals from China and a total of 3.6 million Chinese tourists visiting Singapore. We have already seen a strong appetite of the Chinese tourists to return to Singapore, with hotels reporting a surge in visitors to their online platforms, especially from China. The recovery in the tourism sector will also be bolstered by Singapore's efforts to secure new opportunities for events, including MICE and sports events. Minister of State for Trade and Industry Alvin Tan noted that $110 million will be set aside over the next few years to secure international events, citing the recently concluded SailGP and the upcoming East Olympic Esports Week in June as examples.
Yeah, I was looking at the top 10 countries that recorded the most international arrivals from China. You want to guess where Singapore is in the top 10, Darren?
Fourth.
Very good, very close. It's fifth, actually. So it's Thailand at number one, followed by Japan, Vietnam, South Korea, Singapore at number five, with the most international arrival on that list of most international arrivals from China back in 2019. So without doubt, everybody looking forward to reopening, bringing more Chinese funding back to tourism. But beyond the tourism sector, Darren, how do you think the potential return of Chinese tourists could affect not only Singapore, but also our neighbours, Singapore and the region?
As China looks to reopen their borders, Chinese tourists may be more willing to travel to ASEAN countries, including Singapore, of course, due to the changing geopolitical landscape. And especially now that since there's some political tensions going on between China and developed countries, which are more elevated than during the pre-pandemic era, businesses in China may be more willing to invest into the ASEAN market than in the past. And overall, Singapore businesses will definitely benefit from the return due to the huge number of Chinese tourists expected. And as recreation and leisure tourism, we are also seeing that Chinese nationals are looking to the region for medical tourism. For instance, healthcare providers in Singapore reported a spike in inquiries from Chinese travelers on the mRNA vaccine, which is unavailable in China. Hence, we may see the travelers from China staying longer, and with their pent-up demand and finances, may also be more willing to spend more during their stay in Singapore, which may bring more benefits to the hospitality sector.
So interesting about the point there of health also benefiting from Chinese tourists and demand for vaccines, for example, fueling that. Now, what are the potential opportunities for retail investors, who are the bulk of our listeners, Darren? What do they need to know of the return of Chinese travel?
For retail investors, we believe that the aviation sector will stand to benefit with SIA Engineering, SATS and SIA operating favorable performances in the tail end of 2022. The hospitality sector will also benefit with some hospitality REITs like CapitaLand Ascott Trust and Fires Hospitality Trust reporting a strong recovery in portfolio RevPAR during the most recent quarter, and this is only expected to improve further with the return of Chinese tourists. Some indirect beneficiaries, like the telco providers such as Singtel, may also be good options. However, we also have to be cautious to balance the optimism with the reopening of China's borders against the global market uncertainty. In addition, we will also need to consider how the surge in tourism will pan out over the coming months. While the Chinese borders have opened up, there may be some logistical challenges that the Chinese tourists may face exiting the country, such as concerns over visa applications. Hence, while we have seen strong interest from Chinese tourists, the surge in tourism may be more gradual, elongated build-up, rather than a sharp spike in travellers.
Right. We're not going to see that maybe sharp rebound effect quite so quickly. Yes. All right, share with us how Phillip Capital is gearing to support your clients when it comes to these potential opportunity areas. What are you doing to ready yourself, Phillip Capital?
For Phillip Capital, we do it through financial literacy. For example, on a regular basis, we create topics of relevance and conduct webinars for our clients and the public. And every quarter, we hold a strategy and stock picks webinar. For a research team to pick up a stock for every company in their respective sector, they will need to analyze the company, prepare a financial model, interview the company management, and weigh the risk of individual companies. We also have developed a PYTCH, an in-house studio capability that is driven by research and strategy to create financial content focusing on financial news, industry trends, investment strategies and talks, etc.
Will you come and share more investment opportunities here with us on Money and Me?
Yes, sure. Given the opportunity, I'd love to.
Make sure you wear your first port of call, Darren. Thank you very much and have a great day ahead. It's Darren Chan, Research Analyst from Phillip Securities. We've been talking about China's tourists crisscrossing the planet, what it means for Singapore, where the potential opportunities are, not just for Singapore's tourism sectors, but beyond that. This is Money and Me. I'm Michelle Martin.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.